ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः स्वयमन्तर्बहिर्व्याप्य भासयन्नखिलं जगत् ब्रह्म प्रकाशते वह्निः प्रतप्ताय स पिण्डवत्
ब्रह्म प्रकाशते
वह्निः प्रतप्ताय स पिण्डवत्
जगद्विलक्षणं ब्रह्म
ब्रह्मणोऽन्यन्न किञ्चन ब्रह्मान्यद्भाति चेन्मिथ्या यथा मरुमरीचिका. So, the previous verse, how Brahman, the absolute reality, the truth of the universe, shines in and through pervading everything, has been said in the previous verse, verse number 62. And how inseparably also, Pratapta Ayasa Pindavatu. I have to remember the example. Pratapta Ayasa Pinda. Ayasa Pindaha is an iron ball. And Pratapta means well heated iron ball. Is Pratapta Ayasa Pinda. What? Like that. Like the heated iron ball. Like the heated iron ball with what now? The whole, everything that shines here is like the heated iron ball only, really speaking. It means Brahman, how the fire and the iron ball are inseparably mixed and united. At the same time, and how the fire lends existence to the iron ball through illumination and lends heat and brilliance, thereby lends existence, make it shining and brilliant and hot also. Similarly here, what is that reality which lends existence to this jagat, which makes the jagat shine? See, iron ball by itself cannot shine by itself. It is dark and cold. The iron ball really draws your attention when it shines. It is brilliant, blazing, isn't it? Hot also. Then what is that really makes it now recognizable is the association of the fire. So fire, does it do any work? Just by its mere presence, mere association of the fire, fire lends existence, fire lends its heat and brilliance to the iron ball and make the iron ball hot and brilliant and recognizable. It shines, isn't it? See, recognizability is an important point you have to understand. Things may be there, but unless things are recognized, they are as good as non-existent. So non-existent, why should we bother about, isn't it? What is that which lends the existence, which lends everything, the status of being existent? Astitvam. The status of being existent is possible only when a thing becomes recognizable. That recognizability itself is lent by what? The reality only. Isn't it? So existence is lent to the jagat in terms of recognizability, not through illumination, isn't it? like that, what is that which lends? Which means how in and through the fire pervades the iron ball. Inseparably, fire is distinct but non-distant. Is a distance between fire and the ball, no distance. Is it distinct? Yes, distinct. Distinct but not distant. Isn't it? But still it lends. Similarly, what is that which gives existence to this jagat? Lends existence to this jagat, isn't it? Which means that which lends existence to the jagat by making it recognizable, by making it knowable, by making it known through illumination, by pervading it also. That is, we saw the sat, the existence of the universe is nothing but consciousness, we saw in the previous class. Now, it is continued, the same thing is continued here. If Brahman is all pervasive, then why is it difficult to understand Brahman? If Brahman is all pervasive, then why should there be difficulty in understanding Brahman? That is also explained here now. Jagadvilakshanam Brahma.
Jagadvilakshanam Brahma.
Brahmanonyanna kinchana.
Brahmanonyanna kinchana.
The first sentence says, Brahma jagad vilakshanam. Vilakshanam means distinct. Brahma jagad vilakshanam means jagataha vilakshanam. Jagad vilakshanam. Samasa, tatpurusha samasa. Jagataha vilakshanam, jagad vilakshanam. Brahman, the limitless reality which lends existence to jagat, is distinct from this cosmos. Jagataha vilakshanam. Distinct from the universe. But Brahman is not distant, is not mentioned here, we have to add what now. But Brahman is not distant from the universe, because Brahman alone shines in the form of the universe. Brahman alone, all that shines here is nothing but Brahman. Brahman is not anything in this universe. Brahman is not the universe. Brahman is not the universe. Brahman is distinct from the universe. But not distant means Brahman is not the universe, but everything in this universe is nothing but Brahman. This entire universe is nothing but Brahman. Brahman alone shines in the form of the universe. Which means, Brahman alone shines in the form of the universe means, what does it mean? Whatever is here is only Brahman, the reality. Brahman alone is here. What is there is only the limitless reality, Brahma. That is said in the next half of the month, the verse. Brahmanaha anyat na kinchana. Kinchana means something. Na kinchana means nothing. There is nothing here other than Brahman. Brahmanaha, fifth case, Nakaranta Shabda. Therefore, Napumshakalinga Shabda. But still, Brahmanaha, Panchami. Brahmanaha anyat, other than Brahman, kinchana na. There is nothing here. Kinchana, something, at least something is other than Brahman. No, there's nothing here other than Brahman. Which means, what does it imply? All that is here is only Brahma. Which means Brahman alone is here. What is this universe? Brahma. That's what Purnam. Adaha Purnam Idam. Before the universe became manifest, Sadeva Asit. Universe, Brahman was there. Reality was there in the form of pure existence. And from that reality alone, this universe has come into existence, and you say, therefore, Brahman alone now is in the form of the universe. What was there was Purnam before? Now what is Hiras is what? Purnam Brahma. What was is now here. What is now will ever be. Brahmanaha anyat kinchanana vidyate. Nothing other than Brahman here. Brahman alone is here. Okay. No. How to account for all these forms and names? If we say, when you say, oh, water is distinct from the ocean, distinct from every wave, distinct from all the waves, but not distant from the ocean. Water is not the ocean, not any of the waves, but distinct from the ocean. But, you know, but Brahman, water alone shines in the form of the ocean. Water is not the ocean, but the entire ocean is water alone. Water alone appears in the form of the ocean. Therefore, in fact, what is there is only water. With reference to ocean, there is nothing other than the water. What is there is only the water with reference to ocean. If we say, isn't it? Then you'll ask, how can you say this only, just what is there only water? How to account for the form ocean, the name, the form with the name ocean? How to account for varieties of forms with the names waves, drops, you know, ripples? How to account for those forms and names? Because I also see that, I experience that also. I don't explain only the water. If you say, we have to say what now? Whatever is there, if at all you see anything other than water, anything else other than water, that is mithya. If at all you happen to see anything other than water, with reference to ocean, that whatever you see other than water should not be taken as the same order of reality. Whatever you see other than water with reference to ocean only enjoys the lower order of reality. Which means lower order of reality means what? You are not denying its existence, but you are not accepting that having an independent existence. Which means it doesn't have independent existence. So that which does not have independent existence is not countable as a parallel reality. Water and the waves are, you can never say. Water and the ocean is, you can never say. Even this word and you cannot use here. And can be used only if there are two things are there. More than one thing is there, you can use and. Mic and the laptop and the book and, no, you can use it. If it is, it is a countability, isn't it? Countability is possible only if it has independent existence. Even the mic is taken away, still laptop can be here independently. If it's a countable. So countability is not there if it doesn't have independent existence. Therefore, it can't be counted as a second thing. Which means then then we can say it enjoys lower order of reality. It's a lower order of reality, and we should be given the name mithya, which is neither real nor unreal. It is a mithya which is as though. There is no parallel reality which to Brahman, the water, with reference to ocean. Similarly here also, you got an example is very clear. Brahma anyat bhati chet. Brahma anyat brahmanyat bhati chet. Brahmanaha anyat brahma anyat brahmanyat bhati chet yadi bhati. If, yeah, chet means if. If something shines anyat, something else other than Brahman, if at all shines, anyat bhati chet, if at all shines, then what now? Brahma anyat bhati chet, no? Mithya. That is only mithya. That's not satyam. How to account for forms the perceptible, objectifiable, experienceable forms and names. All the objects, the entire objective universe comes under the category of mithya. Mithya means what? Now I told you already. Mithya means which cannot be denied as a non-existent. The existence of which cannot be denied. It does exist. But which is not countable. It doesn't have countability because it has no independent existence. It is therefore what? No. It is as non-countable, is non-substantial. Therefore, non-substantial means what? Really, it is neither real nor unreal. It's only mithya. It is a lower order of reality. And what are the higher order of reality here with reference to whole jagat? Brahma. Only satyam is Brahma. Therefore, that Brahma, the satyam alone, shines in the form of mithya universe. Is it clear now? Mithya. Brahma anyat bhati chet mithya. You are going to see in this Saturday class, it will be very interesting. You will see that. Okay. How? He says, yatha maru marichika. He gives example here. Yatha, just as maru marichika, yatha maru marichika bhati. Tatha jagat bhati. Jagat bhati means what now? Jagat bhati means namarupa prapancha bhati. Brahman alone shines in the form of the universe. Which is not Brahman here. If you say, I see the differences, like, I see the elements, but each element is different from every other element. Or what about all the differences? All the elementals, they're again gross and subtle, perceptible, imperceptible. You know, mobile and immobile, animate and inanimate. What about all? All of them just come, everything comes under the only one category, mithya. Well, because anything, any object of knowledge is inert. Jadaprapanchaha, the whole jagat is what? No, jadaprapanchaha. Jadam jagat. Jadam, when you say inert. Inert means it cannot know its own existence, nor does it, how can it have the capacity to know anything else? Jadam. So how does it become recognized then? How does it have a status of being existent then? It includes your living, your physical body and the dead physical body also. With reference to the jagat, inertness, there is no difference, okay? Dead body can be, if it's crematable, it's non-crematable. That's all difference. But jadatvam is concerned, both are jadam only. Living being and non-living thing, all are inert only. Because everything, it needs what now? It needs recognizability. It is dependent on something else for its recognition. For it to become recognizable. For it to become known. To be knowable, isn't it? Which means, that is how it is dependent on something else for its existence. There is no independent existence. Like this, light does not create the opaque. But opaque is, even though opaque is existent, it is as good as non-existent unless it shines. Therefore, what is it which lends existence to this? Similarly here, through illumination, through knowledge, isn't it? This whole jagat is lent existence. Therefore, the whole jagat is what now? The entire objective universe is nama rupa prapanchaha, has been reduced to what now? Nama rupa only. not only the form Mike I'm talking about, the name and form Mike, the even the cause here, that what is in the form of the Mike, that cause also I have to include, Karanam and Karyam. The iron, the cause, and name and form, the name and form, effect, Karanam and Karyam, both are dependent on what? Light. So you reduce the Karanam and cause, both are what? One the same now. Both, you see, the name and form does not have independent existence, means what? Even the cause also doesn't have independent existence. Okay? So, the cause and the effect, that which appears in the form of a cause and the effect, doesn't have an independent existence outside of the light. Opaque cause and opaque effect. Is it clear now? Similarly, all the end objective universe, the cause and the form Namarupa. Is it clear now? Just as the name and form here are mithya, so what about the iron, the cause here? Not only the effect, isn't it? It's also mithya only, because there's no independent existence. Similarly, the cause of the universe, when you say the cause and the Namarupa universe, together you can say what now? Namarupa Prapancha. The entire universe does not have existence outside of Brahman. Therefore, the whole Prapancha is Brahman alone. After all, you see anything else? That is Mithya. Like what? Yatha Marumarichika Bhati. Marumarichika means mirage water. Mirage water also shines, isn't it? When you see from distance, mirage water shines. You cannot deny your perception. You cannot say, no, there is no water at all. No. You cannot say that because you are perceiving it. You are experiencing it. Isn't it? But really, if you go near and see what is here, there is no water. Similarly, the universe appears. All the forms, all the names, the functions, the purpose, you know, everything is there. You will really take anything and everything. If you see what it is, it will disappear. If you go, you take anything, what this universe is all about, if you analyze, it will disappear. What this wave is? Wave will resolve in water. Wave is water. What this universe is, isn't it? That's why any people who are given to this PhD, doing PhDs now, the research work, they go again and again, on and on, no, again. How much you can, whatsoever, any discoveries within the realm of ignorance only. You know more about, again, Mithya Prapancha only. Within the realm of ignorance only. Any discovery only within the realm of ignorance. If you see it, what is, what, oh, there is water, I am experiencing it. What is the water? No. Is there universe? Yes, I am perceiving, I am experiencing it. If you really see what this universe is all about, my God, it resolves. Where is the universe? What this universe is? If you analyze, universe will resolve. In its reality. Resolvable, not physically. Like how when you see the ocean, ocean, what is ocean is? Ocean is water. Means ocean, when you say ocean is water, or waves are water, or a wave is water, then that wave becomes resolved in its reality intellectually. Now physically you are not pushing the wave into the water, isn't it? That's what I mean. Similarly, the whole jagat is resolvable, what now, becomes resolved in the universe, in Brahman. You say, all that is here is only Brahma. Is it clear? I think we can go quickly so we can finish it. We'll try to finish the text. Again, what has been said in the previous verse is now elaborately discussed here. Drishyate shruyate yadyat.
Drishyate shruyate yadyat.
Brahmano nyanna tadbhavet.
Brahmano nyanna tadbhavet.
Tatvajnanacha tadbrahma.
Tatvajnanacha tadbrahma.
Tatvajnanacha tadbrahma.
Tatvajnanacha tadbrahma.
Sachidananda madvayam.
Sachidananda madvayam.
See, what has been said in the previous verse is commented upon by his following verse. How? He says, how do you say that all that is there only Brahman? If at all you see anything other than Brahman that is mithya, how do you say that? He is explaining, yadyat shruyate drishyate. Yat means relative pronoun. Yad, dakaranta shabda, it's a relative pronoun. And yad, yat. Yet when you come together, whatever. Shruyate, heard. Drishyate, seen. These two words are used, seen and heard. Whatever is heard, whatever is seen means whatever is perceived, objectified through any means of knowledge. Whatever is known, knowable, recognizable, perceptible, perceived, through any of the senses or any of the means of knowledge. Anything known through any of the means of knowledge. Isn't it? You cannot talk about something which is not knowable through any of the means of knowledge. Whatever you talk about, isn't it? That is something knowable. Knowable means what? Perceptible, objectifiable, and that must be available for some means of knowledge or the other. Isn't it? So here he says, yatya drishyate shruyate, whatever is perceived through any of the sense organs or any of the means of knowledge, that is what now? Object of knowledge. That object of knowledge, he says, brahmanaha anyat tad na bhavet. That is non-separate from Brahman, non-distanced from Brahman, non-distanceable from Brahman, non-separate from Brahman. You cannot take the wave from the Brahman water away. You cannot take the ornament, name, chain and bangle away from gold and put it there separately. Which means what? No, it will not exist. It will lose its existence. It will not exist. It will just disappear, collapse. Similarly here also, no object of knowledge can exist independently by itself. Which means anything exists if you say sarve bhavaha, whatever is here, any all the objects of knowledge here, no object of perception is away from Brahman, other than Brahman, other than Brahman. Isn't it? Brahmanaha anyate natad bhavet. This we already understood it, isn't it? So I will explain very clearly in the previous verses, but still I can tell you, the jagat bhati, which we have seen already, the jagat shines because it is illumined. Isn't it? Who are the illuminators of the jagat here? What is the light which illumines the whole jagat? Sense organs. The whole jagat shines after the light of sense organs. And the sense organs shine after what? The conscious mind. The conscious mind is the light which illumines the senses. Therefore, the conscious mind alone illumines the external world through the senses. It lends existence also. It is the Atma, I, the consciousness, which will illumine the conscious mind. Isn't it? Therefore, here we say, it is the consciousness, which illumines the jagat through knowledge, isn't it? Through the mind and senses, the entire jagat also. You've seen this already. Therefore, nothing which is distant from other than Brahman. Then he says, I'm not elaborating on it because we've understood this very clearly already. Tattva jnanat cha and tattva jnanat means by knowledge of the reality. Now, through the knowledge of reality, what happens? Tat Brahma, that Brahman, the reality, being what now? Being the pure existence, which is nothing but consciousness. The existence is nothing but consciousness. And that consciousness is what now? Which is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness. What is Brahman? Brahman is existence. What is that existence? Existence of the Jagat, which shines from existence of the Jagat. What is that which shines from the existence of the Jagat here? Consciousness, Chit. What is that consciousness which shines as the existence of the Jagat here? That which is of the nature of fullness. The consciousness which is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness, alone shines in the form of the existence of the Jagat. Therefore, Satchidanandam, and that consciousness which is the existence of the Jagat, which is of the nature of fullness and pervasiveness, is a non-dual, secondless reality. Higher order of reality. Non-dual, secondless, higher order of reality. Advayam. Know that Brahman being the existence of the universe. Brahman, the reality, being consciousness, which is the existence of the universe, which is of the nature of fullness, and which is a non-dual, secondless, higher order of reality, becomes clear. When tattva jnanat, by the knowledge of the truth. So when you recognize the truth, how? As your own self, in your own mind. When you understand the reality, then you understand there's no existence other than consciousness. And that consciousness is what now? Anandaha, Anandam, fullness also. And that consciousness is secondless, non-dual reality. That becomes clear. So, Brahma, Tat Brahma, Satchidanandam, Advayam, Asti iti clear, Asti iti bhati. We had to add supply there. Is it clear now? Unless you know the truth, you cannot understand Brahman being consciousness, Brahman being reality, being existence, and that consciousness, reality, being existence, and that consciousness being the nature, the consciousness, the fullness being its nature also, you can understand. And then you can understand consciousness being the secondless, non-dual reality also. You have only if you know the truth, which means you know the truth of yourself. Sarvagam Satchidanandam.
Sarvagam Satchidanandam.
Atmanam.
Sixty. Okay, but my book says Satchidanandam. You have Satchidatmanam? Okay. Sarvagam Satchidatmanam.
Sarvagam Satchidatmanam.
The two versions, I think. Sarvagam Satchidanandam.
Sarvagam Satchidanandam.
Otherwise, Sarvagam Satchidatmanam.
Sarvagam Satchidatmanam.
Jnana Chakshur Nirikshate.
Jnana Chakshur Nirikshate.
Jnana Chakshur Nirikshate.
Jnana Chakshur Nirikshate.
Ajnana Chakshur Nekshete.
Ajnana Chakshur Nekshete.
Ajnana Chakshur Nekshete.
Ajnana Chakshur Nekshete.
Bhasvantam.
ஆஸ்வந்தம்
பானுமந்தவத்
பானுமந்தவத்
பாஸ்வந்தம் பானுமந்தவத்
பாஸ்வந்தம் பானுமந்தவத்
சி ஞானசக்ஷுஹு ஞானசக்ஷுஹு மீன்ஸ் தி பர்சன் ஆஃப் தி விஷன் தி பர்சன் ஆஃப் விஷன் தி மேன் ஆஃப் விஷன் ஞானசக்ஷுஹு மீன்ஸ் தி ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் என்லைட்டன்ட் மைண்டட் இஸ்ன்ட் இட் ஐ டோன்ட் யூஸ் வுட் என்லைட்டன் ஆல்சோ தி ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் தி விஷன் ஆஃப் தி ட்ரூத் ஹி இஸ் கால்ட் ஞானசக்ஷுஹு mean one who has vision of the reality is said to be the one who is endowed with the eye of knowledge gyana chakshu gyanameva chakshuhu what is that eye through special eye through which alone he can see all whole jagat being brahma gyana chakshu means eye of knowledge not this ordinary physical eyes, you know, are not enough. You need to, you need to have what now? You need the special eye. To see what? To see, you need, see, some these eyes are there, but to see much subtler things, you use, what, microscopes. Much finer things, microscope, because the eyes are not enough. To see something far, again, however bright eyes, still these eyes are not enough. You need binoculars. Isn't it? You need something you need to add to your physical eyes. But here mind, eye of mind, isn't it? The mind also can penetrate and know things. But there again, that mind needs what? Actually, knowledge. Isn't it? Mind, the knowledge should rise in the mind. It's called eye of knowledge. Through the eye of knowledge of the reality, when you see this whole jagat, then you will not see the jagat. You see what? Brahma. So, jnana chakshuhu means the person of vision, the person who has the vision of the reality. What now? Sachidanandam sarvagam nirikshate. Nirikshate means, ikshate means sees. Nirikshate also is what now? Wherever he sees, whatever he sees, doesn't matter, he sees only Brahma. Whichever wave you see, water, whichever ocean you see, water like that, whichever form you see, for him that's Brahma. All the objects of knowledge are Brahman only. Different objects with all the differences, different forms and different names and different purposes. Everything he says what? As Brahma. Isn't it? That's why he says, Sachidanandam jnana chakshuhu nirikshate. The man of vision sees, through the special eye of knowledge, what does he see? Satya Chitta Anandam, he sees the consciousness, being the existence, and he sees the consciousness which is the existence and which is of the nature of all pervasiveness and fullness. Okay, Sarvagam Brahma, Sarvagam means all pervasive reality. He sees the all pervasive reality. And he sees all pervasive reality as what? As the very existence of the universe. How, when you are seeing the opaque mic, you are choicelessly, irremovably, how you are seeing the light. You see the different things, but in all the variable objects, opaque things, what is invariably, irremovably, choicelessly, unavoidably, inevitably, what to see is the light here. What choice do you have in seeing the light? Because very mic shines because of the light. Isn't it like that? One who says Brahman, Sarvagam means all, Sarvatra Gacchati iti Sarvagam. Sarvagam Brahma, all pervasive reality, as the very existence of every object here, everything. And one who sees the reality as the existence, the universe in the form of, you know, as the very consciousness, and which is of the nature of fullness. So Satchidanandam Brahma, he sees the reality as what? He sees the reality being full. Reality as the very fullness. He sees the reality as the fullness. And he sees the reality as the very existence. And what is the reality which is there as the fullness? And with reference to this Jagat, which is there as the existence of the universe? Consciousness. He sees that. How? Through the eye of knowledge. Who is the one who sees? Who is blessed with the eye of knowledge? Who has the vision of the truth? Nirikshate sarvagam satchidanandam brahma. No, jnana chakshuhu nirikshate. Isn't ajnana chakshuhu na nirikshate? Ignorant, no, ajnana chakshuhu means what? One who sees this universe through the eye of ignorance, which means the ignorant person, the ignorant minded. Okay? The ignorant minded is called ajnana chakshuhu. Na ikshetha. Na ikshetha. Ignorant person may not see, will not see. Ignorant minded cannot see, does not see. Like what? How ignorant person does not see Brahman here? He sees only the Jagat. He sees the Namarupa Prapancha. What does it mean here? The ignorant person sees the universe. The wise person sees Brahman. Where? In the same Jagat. Same Jagat is perceived differently. There's a perspective change, isn't it? Wise person sees only the Brahman. Ignorant person sees only the Jagat. When you see the Jagat alone, you are not seeing Brahma. Which means, what is Satyam, what is real for wise person, is unknown for the ignorant person. What is real for ignorant person, is not there for wise person. Not there means what? Not as independent entity. It's beautifully said in Bhagavad Gita, Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sa nisha pasyato mune. Is it? What is real for all the ignorant people is not even there for a wise person. What is real for a wise person is not known for ignorant person. Therefore, it's a completely different perception. What makes the difference in perception? It is the knowledge in the mind. The knowledge perception is different. In ignorance, perception is different. Same thing is there outside. Change is only in your perception. Therefore, jnana chakshuhu sarvagam satchidanandam nirikshate. Ajnana chakshuhu sarvagam satchidanandam na ikshete. Ajnana chakshuhu kevalam namarupa prapanchameva mithya prapancham satyatvena pashyati. What does it mean here? He sees this mithya universe as something real. Because he does not see what is absolutely real. Whereas the wise person sees only the all-pervasive reality. Satchidanandam Brahma, he does not see the universe. Where is the universe for him? He has intellectually resolved the universe in Brahman. And he sees only Brahman as the only reality. Non-dual reality. Like whom? Now, he says here, now this ignorant person's wrong perception of the universe, non-perception of the reality. Ignorant person's non-perception, non-comprehension of the reality is likened to a blind person's understanding. Look at this. Andhavat, Andhaha means a born blind person who would not have experienced sun, ever in his lifetime. Because from day one he is born, he has been blind, means for him sun is always what now? Non-experience, is it? So, andhavatu, banum andhavatu, baswantam banum andhavatu, baswan banuhu, baswan banuhu. Means shining, blazing sun is called baswan banuhu. No, bas means light. Baswan banuhu. Banuhu is the name, another word for surya, sun. Baswan banuhu, the brilliant blazing sun, the sun with the effulgence, is called baswan, means the one with the effulgence, light is called baswan. Like gunavan, dhanavan, shriman, baswan means what? One with light, the effulgent, isn't it? Just as the effulgent light, the shining light, shining sun, andhavatu, just as the blind, born blind person does not see this blazing, shining, the effulgent sun, so also this person who is ignorant of the self, ignorance of the reality, does not see Brahman. Does not comprehend Brahman. See, comprehension of Brahman, isn't it? You need something because it's very subtle. Andaha, see, Baswantam Bhanum Andaha Yatha Na Ikshate Tatha. That's the meaning here. Andhavate. Like the blind person who does not see the effulgent sun, so also this ignorant person does not see Brahman. What does he see then? He sees the universe. Not as Brahman, he sees just the universe. It's implied, okay? Baswantam Bhanum. Baswan Bhanuhu, nominative. Baswantam Bhanum, objective, accusative. Baswantam Bhanum Andaha Na Pashyati. Yatha Na Pashyati Tatha. Ajnana Chakshuhu Brahma Na Iksheta. Have you got it?
Baswantam is the
objective. Baswan Baswantam. Baswan. Gunavan Gunavantam. Dhanavan, Dhanavantam, Baswan, Baswantam, objective.
And what is the effect of Nirikshate?
Ikshdato. Nir is the prefix.
Meaning?
Nirikshanam. Ikshanam means seeing. Sees. Ikshate is another word for Pashyati.
Pashyati. But what is Nir to?
Nirikshanam actually is expectation, literally speaking. Nirikshanam is expectation. But here Nirikshate means Nischayena Pashyati. Niriksha also should be taken in the sense of sees clearly. Sees doubtlessly. Shravana, I think you got it, no? You just go ahead. Shravana dibhiru dipto.
Shravana dibhiru dipto.
Shravanadi bhirudipto.
Shravanadi
Jnanagni paritapitaha.
Jnanagni paritapitaha.
Jiva sarva malan muktaha.
Jiva sarva malan muktaha.
Swarnavadyotate swayam.
Swarnavadyotate swayam.
Shravanadi birudipto.
Shravanadi.
Jnanagni paritapitaha.
Jnanagni paritapitaha.
Jiva sarva malan muktaha.
Jiva sarva malan muktaha.
स्वर्णवद्योतते स्वयम्
स्वर्णवद्योतते स्वयम्
ओके हियर सी ज्ञानाग्निः दिस जीवा द इंडिविजुअल पर्सन दिस जीवा द इंडिविजुअल मीन्स व्हाट नाउ द इंडिविजुअल बीइंग वन हू इज एंडोर्ड विद द इग्नोरेंस दिस इग्नोरेंट माइंडेड पर्सन हियर One who has wrong identity, wrong perception of the self, wrong perception of the world, one who has wrong identity with the body, mind, and complex, and one who has wrong notion about the self that I am small, I am immortal, I am etc. And one who sees the universe as real, and one who is dependent on the universe for his security, such a person is here miserable individual jivaha, isn't it? Such a person, jivaha, what happens? Shravanadibihi. Shravanadibihi means what now? Through these three steps of learning the Shastra. Three steps involved in gaining the knowledge. There are definitely three steps involved in gaining the knowledge, the attainment of knowledge. So you need not, you cannot attain reality, but you have to attain the knowledge of the reality. Isn't it? So the knowledge, attainment of knowledge of reality involves three steps. What is Shravanam? Systematically, regularly, continuously, consistently, now listening to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the scriptures, Vedantic scriptures, it's called Shravanam, listening. Then that listening will result in what? Result in understanding of the nature of the self, nature of the reality, and reality of the universe and the truth of oneself being one and the same, and thereby everything else being nitya, satyam being one, understanding, first of all, it will help one distinguish the self from the non-self, and thereby it will help one to understand the self being the consciousness, which is the existence of the universe, etc. Now, it will bless one with adequate knowledge that one requires. So that knowledge will do what? Shravanam will bless you with the knowledge. Knowledge will remove the ignorance. Isn't it? But even then, when you do Shravanam, what you understand, regularly as you listen more and more and more, and you listen consistently, and you see the thin layers of vagueness will be resolving, thereby your clarity will be enhancing. And thereby all that repeated listening itself will become what now? Will become sort of reflection. Once you have some understanding, then there'll be you yourself, without being told, you yourself will start reflecting. As the clarity enhances, some understanding comes. Understanding is always joy. So you love to reflect on what has been understood. That being able to reflect on what has been understood. And when you reflect also, slowly you can see some doubts will resolve. Doubts, any other thought, any other views, or thereafter they'll all resolve. Even if you heard from others' views, if you don't have others' views, no problem. Others' views are there. And all the doubts caused by different views. No, why this person is saying and why should this person is saying? No, suppose two different people say about the same thing, something differently, then you have to break your head. Which persons to listen to? Of course, I have some understanding. But this person, they seem to be differing from what my understanding, from what I have heard. Then how? Then that reflection, reflecting on what you have heard and understood will help you see the error or fallacy in others' views of what you have understood. That is when your knowledge is what now? Doubt-free, isn't it? Doubt-free knowledge. So, Shravanam has to be followed by next step called Mananam. Mananam is what now? Continuously reflecting on what has been understood, thereby the doubts, all the doubts, possible doubts, that arise will be resolved. Then you have clear knowledge of what the self is, what the universe is, etc. Even if you have the knowledge, this knowledge helps you to resolve the ignorance and the ignorance born error. Even after having this knowledge also, having resolved the ignorance and the ignorance born error also, still there is possibility of forgetting what you have understood. The forgetting what you have understood very clearly is because of your long, long awaiting this orientation, very long time habit. Isn't it? That habit born error means the forgetfulness is because of your forgetfulness of, you forget the clear understanding you have, isn't it? Forget, not that you lose it, you don't lose it, but you forget it. Losing is not possible. You never lose the knowledge what you have gained. But forgetting is as good as losing it, isn't it? Because it doesn't help. So that forgetfulness is because of your habit. So that because it forget, when you forget the knowledge also, because of the habit, still then what? You're as well as ignorant only. Therefore the same error will be there. The habit also results in now error, habitual error. So to resolve that habitual error, what you have to do? You have to constantly dwell upon the fact which you have understood clearly. In order not to forget what you have understood, you have to, until that knowledge becomes unforgettable knowledge, you have to keep on repeatedly dwell upon it, which is called contemplation. What are you? Contemplation is meditation. But what are you meditating on? Not on any mantra, not on any form, meditating on any form or any mantra or any sound, nothing. You're contemplating upon, meditating upon the fact which you have understood, which means all the time you see your real Swarupam being consciousness. The substance of the substantive I, the content of I is nothing but consciousness, and which is the limitless reality existence of the universe. The Aham Brahma Asmi, I, the Self am, the limitless reality, conscious Brahman, all the time. You are not mechanically understanding, you are consciously, not mechanically saying, you are only dwelling upon the fact which you have understood. Without having understood, you can't simply, contemplation, there is no contemplation possible without the knowledge. Isn't it? That's called contemplation, it's called Nididhyasanam. So, Shravana Adi Shabda stands for Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, the three steps involved in the attainment of knowledge of the reality. So, Shravana Mananadibi, this ignorant, miserable jiva, individual, who is ignorant of the self, ignorance of the reality, and who has identity with the body mentions complex, who mistakes the limitations of the non-self for limitations of the self, and thereby who has all wrong notions about the self, all the notions one entertains about the self are definitely wrong notions, and because of the wrong notions, there's a constant effort. What now? He is suffering with that fundamental problem of smallness. He sent the sense of inadequacy being centered on I, and because of that, and all his efforts are what to get rid of that problem. sense of the inadequacy. He wants to be free from inadequacy. For what does he do? Not knowing what this problem is, all his efforts are what? Now, vain efforts. And that there's so many desires come, and he tries to fulfill all the desires in order to free from himself from that, you know, that the emotional needs and sense of inadequacy. But he continues to be inadequate in spite of fulfilling all his desires. The inadequacy, what he wants to get rid of is sense of inadequacy. What he wants to get rid of is the sense of smallness. But the sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, one thing he is not able to get rid of in spite of being able to fulfill all his desires. Isn't it? That is what is misery. Okay, then such a person, what happened at last? Then he have somehow, because of the grace of the teacher and somehow because of his sampunyam, when he happens to get exposed to his shastra study and shravana manana nididhyasanam nididhyasanaihi, shravana manadi bihi, what happens now? Uddeeptaha means now made, but Uddeeptaha means made brilliant. This ignorant minded who was like, now become what? Uddeeptaha. Deeptaha means, you know, made bright. But Uddeeptaha means made highly brilliant. He is made now brilliant. Then jnana agni paritapitaha. Now he is shining with what now? Jnana agni, with the fire of knowledge. Now he is shining, glittering. He is glittering with the knowledge, fire of knowledge. Paritapitaha means having become purified by the fire of knowledge. See, this knowledge is likened to the fire here. Okay, this knowledge. Now he has what now? He has the ascertained, clear, doubt-free vision of the self being Brahman. He is blessed with this knowledge now. How did he get it? Through Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Through Shravanam and Mananam and Nididhyasanam, he has got this ascertained vision of the reality as the very self, has got the ascertained vision of the self being Brahman. And now that Brahman, that knowledge of Brahman, what has it done? That knowledge is like a fire. That knowledge, fire of knowledge, has burnt all the impurities, all the wrong notions. Once all the wrong notions resolve, see, in knowledge, all error in perception goes, all the wrong notions goes, everything resolves, and all the impurities also resolve. Everything goes away. Resolve. Having all the impurities, all the wrong notions, resolved is what now? Like becoming purified. Having the wrong notions and impurities resolved is said to be what now? Becoming purified. Paritapitaha. So burnt by the fire of knowledge, he becomes purified. Purified means what now? Recognizing the self being already the purity is what now? Becoming purified. It's not really becoming purified. He cannot become purer than what he is, isn't it? Is it clear now? Like what he says, being purified means sarva malana muktaha, sarva malatu muktaha bhavati. He becomes free from all forms of impurities. What are the impurities here? See, ignorance gone, ignorance bond, error is resolved, error caused, wrong notions are resolved. The wrong notions are gone. All the likes and dislikes also will resolve. See, desire in the form of likes and dislikes are possible only if there are needs, emotional needs. Biological needs, I'm not talking about, emotional needs. Okay? And emotional needs all will resolve if a person, you know, really resolves the wrong notions about the self. Emotional needs are resolved means all his likes and dislikes will resolve. All the disease in the form of likes and dislikes will resolve. That is what is becoming purified. Okay? Which means being free from. In knowledge, he recognizes the self being free from all impurities. Okay, malat muktaha, sarva malat muktaha, being free from all forms of impurities. Swayam dyotate, he shines. He shines means what now? For him, all that is there is the self. All that is there is the self. Self alone is there. That is what is, he shines himself. Swataha dyotate, which means that person, the one who revel, has the luxury of reveling in the knowledge of the self being everything. Okay, that's what is shining. And here, like what? He gives example, swarnavat swayam dyotate, swarnavat, like the gold. See, the gold, when you dig it, you know, from the, when you really, from this cave, things and all, mines, they may not shine. You know that? You put in the fire, melt it, isn't it? Then, the more it is really, when it is really melted in the fire, you know, then you take it, all the impurities are removed, takes the gold separately, and okay, the gold glitters. Swarnavatu, like the gold, how the melted and then purified gold glitters. Purified gold glitters. So also, this person also shines himself. How? Being free from all impurities. How? Having resolved all the impurities. No? How did he resolve them? He got them burnt with the fire of knowledge. How did he get the knowledge? Through Shravana Manana Nididhyasana. Beautiful steps are given here. See, it is the knowledge. Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. There is nothing which is equal, similar to the knowledge which can purify. The purification means the self cannot be, need not be purified. Self is already the purity, not in pure, purity by itself. Isn't it? But what is purification here? The purification means having the mind with all the problems resolved. Is it? And becoming objective towards the mind is what now? Becoming pure. Freeing oneself from all the limitations. Freeing oneself from all the impurities of the mind. What are the impurities? Ragadveshas. Ragadvesha means the kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, jealousy, hatred, anger. All of them are what now? Actually, modified form of likes and dislikes only, desires only. Why they are all there? Because of the emotional needs. As long as emotional needs are there, there will be desire in the form of likes and dislikes. As long as likes and dislikes are there, you cannot help jealousy, hatred, anger, all of them will be there. In degree, proportion may vary from person to person. There is no mind. See, when it doesn't surface, you see the person very, very nice. Okay, but when something should trigger it, then it surfaces. Then you can see that it expresses itself. Therefore, there's no buddhi, isn't it? When you live a life karma yoga, you are able to manage those thoughts. But you cannot undo them. You cannot resolve them. But in knowledge, you resolve them for good. That's why living a life of karma yoga blesses you with relative purity. But in knowledge, Knowledge blesses you with absolute purity. What is absolute purity? You are the purity yourself, but freeing yourself from all of them, having them resolved, isn't it? In the wake of knowledge of the self is called becoming pure. And this person, with the vision of the self being everything, now really shines like the glittering gold which shine, the purified gold. Now, glittering purified gold.
Hridakashodito.
Hyatma.
Bodha.
Bhanustamopahrite. Hyatma bodha bhanustamopahrite.
Bodha
bhanustamopahrite. Sarvavyapi sarvadhari. Bhati sarvam prakashate.
Bhati bhasyate khilam.
Where are you?
Bhati bhasayate khilam.
Okay, two versions here. I'll tell both. Okay, this is here because from its Shankaramat publication, Adi Shringeri Mat publication, so I had to follow this. Bhati sarvam prakashate. Bhati bhasayate khilam. Luckily, words are different, meaning is the same. Nothing to worry. But still, there are some small differences there. I'll tell you what it is, very subtle difference. See, Hrid akasha udita means what now? Space in the heart. Isn't it? The space in the heart, there. What is there in the space of the heart? Mind. Isn't it? I told you already, mind is the indriyam obtaining in the physical part called Hridayakasha. Isn't it? Hridayam. This you know very well, isn't it? Hridayam. Like how each sense power has a physical part called Golakam. Sense power is called indriyam. Like that, here heart is the Golakam, the physical part, where obtains the power of minding, mentation. Isn't it? Mind, mentation is there. Yes, mind is the indriyam. And in that mind alone, what happens here? Uditaha. Hridaya hrid akashaha means hridaya hrid akashaha. Akasha uditaha. Akashe uditaha. Akasha uditaha. Saptami tatpurusha samasa. Akasha uditaha means the rising. Uditaha means risen, which has risen. What has risen from this the mind here, this heart, space of the heart? He says, Atma Bodha Bhanuhu. The sun here, self-knowledge is called Atma Bodha. The self-knowledge is likened to what? The sun here. Okay, the sun of self-knowledge, S-U-N, sun, okay. The self-knowledge sun has risen from the space of the heart. Which means, what does it mean? Self-knowledge has risen in the mind. Simple, no? Why should it make it complicated? And what does it do? That sun which rises in the heart, from the heart, and in the space of the heart, the mind, what does it, what does that sun do? This sun, who which when rises, removes the darkness. Just as the sun which rises removes the darkness, so also the self-knowledge, the sun in the form of self-knowledge, which rises in the mind, in the space of the heart also, removes the darkness of ignorance. Self-knowledge removes the darkness, removes the, dispels the darkness of self-ignorance. Finished, isn't it? Simple thing. So here, apahrit. Tamopahrit means remove of the darkness of ignorance. Tamas has two meanings. Tamas means, one is darkness. One is darkness of ignorance. So that sun, just as sun removes the darkness, so also the sun rising in the form of self-knowledge from the space of the heart and from the mind, also what in the mind, also removes the darkness of ignorance. And what then what happens? That knowledge really, sarvavyapi, that knowledge, no, which rises in the form of, rises as a self-knowledge, it pervades sarvavyapi, it pervades everything. Then sarvadhari, it pervades everything. Then sarvadhari means dharati iti dhari. Dharati means supports, holds. So dhari means as a sustainer of everything, as a supporter of everything, substratum of everything, pervading everything. What now? Then shines. Bhati. Okay, bhati. Then, two versions. Sarvam prakashate. Then, everything shines in that light. In that light of self-knowledge, you know, rises, which rising from the what now? The mind. It pervades everything, means in the light of self-knowledge, when you see things, how do you see here? Everything shines as Brahman. Is it clear now? Everything shines as Brahman. See, in ignorance, in darkness, when you see opaque things, no object shines. Things do not fall in their place in darkness. When if you walk into the darkness, what will happen? You will stumble upon things. You do not know where is what. But if there is light, everything is in its place. So you can walk carefully. You will not fall. Similarly, in this light of self-knowledge, with this, in the light of self-knowledge, when you see the whole jagat, everything shines. Means everything falls in its place. Which means, is it? You don't overvalue it. You don't undervalue it. You give due value. And with objectivity, so you are safe. You're objective. You're free from subjectivity. Free from being subjective. So you're safe. Protected. Well protected. Everything falls in its place. Isn't it? Why? Because that knowledge becomes the strength. Knowledge is the sarvadhari. You understand in the light of self, the self-knowledge also gives what now? You see the self being this all-supportive. Because for you, the self being the all-supportive. Self being what now? All-pervasive. Light of self-knowledge blesses you with what? Understanding the self being all pervasive, self being all supportive, is it? And you see everything else as it is. Which means your the change in perception of the self also changes the perception, corrects the error in the perception of the world also. Therefore, you see everything as it is. You don't overvalue anything. You don't undervalue anything. You give due value to everything. Therefore, you see, isn't it? And with objectivity, you see everything as mithya. Then you will not depend upon mithya for your security and happiness. And you see yourself being the security. You are not self-secure now. You are the very security now. Why? You are self. You see the self being all-pervasive, sarvadhari, sustainer of everything, supportive of everything. And therefore, that's all. It pervades everything. Be as supportive. The self shines. The knowledge shines. Self-knowledge shines. Is it? Then sarvam prakashate means everything for him shines. What does that? In the light of self-knowledge, when he sees everything. Before, remaining in darkness, being ignorant, self-ignorance is what now? Is like seeing things in darkness. Remaining self-ignorant, seeing the world is like what? Seeing things in darkness. Nothing would be clear, isn't it? But now see in the light of self-knowledge, when he sees everything as the self. Sarvam prakashate. Atma eva prakashate. For him, all that shines is the self only. Sarvam prakashate is one meaning. Another meaning, sarvam akilam bhasayate. Akilam bhasayate means that self which shines. Makes everything shine here. Makes everything. Abhasayate is a causative verb. Self shines. Self-knowledge shines. When the self-knowledge shines, in the light of self-knowledge, he understands that everything, this is self making the jagat shine. He sees the self making the universe shine. Akila means entire. That Akilam stands for Jagat, Radhaji. Akilam Jagat. Bhasayate means, he sees the self, he understands the self, and he understands the fact that it is the self which makes the entire universe shine. But here, nice to really know, for him self-knowledge shines, and he understands self being all-supportive, self being, all-pervasive, and he understands that self, everything shines, as the self. Everything shines as the self for him. But to see that everything shining as the self, he should have what? Light of self-knowledge. Otherwise, it's like in darkness, if you go and search for things, nothing will shine in darkness. Opaque things will not. Similarly, with the self-ignorance, if you see the universe, the universe will not shine as the self. Understand? Beautiful, isn't it? So, hrid akasha uditaha hi atmabodha banuhu tamaha apaharati tamopahrat. Sarvavyapi, sarvadhari, bhati, sarvam prakashate. I think I have explained very well. Sure. If you have not, you still, see these words now, I can just go on and on. I can make the one verse, take one verse, spend the whole class also. See, Radhaji is smiling, but he will be upset otherwise if I didn't continue, if you didn't stop explaining enough. Peterji is smiling today, not
not angry, he's not sitting here today. He's also happily smiling, nicely smiling, isn't he? Okay. See, look at this David Pitiji. Okay. Digdeshaka. Is okay?
Yep.
It's okay? I'm continuing text today. Digdeshaka. దిగ్దేశకాలాద్యనపేక్షసర్వగం దిగ్దేశకాలాద్యనపేక్షసర్వగం శీతాదిహృన్నత్యసుఖం నిరంజనం శీతాదిహృన్నిత్యసుఖం నిరంజనం శీతాదిహృన్నిత్యసుఖం నిరంజనం శీతాదిహృన్నిత్యసుఖం నిరంజనం యస్వాత్మతీర్థం భజతే వినిష్క్రియః
యస్వాత్మతీర్థం
భజతే వినిష్క్రియః
ససర్వవిత్
సర్వగతో మృతే భవేత్. ఓకే. దిగ్దేశకాలాద్యనపేక్షసర్వగం శీతాదిహృన్నిత్యసుఖం నిరంజనం యస్వాత్మతీర్థం భజతే వినిష్క్రియః ససర్వవిత్ సర్వగతో మృతో భవేత్. దిక్ మీన్స్ డైరెక్షన్స్, ఆల్ డైరెక్షన్స్, యునో, ఈస్ట్ వెస్ట్ సార్త్ నార్త్ ఎక్సెట్రా. దేశః స్పేస్, కాలః టైం, ఆది ఎక్సెట్రా. దిక్ దేశ కాల ఆది మీన్స్ నో ఆల్ డిఫరెంట్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ టైం స్పేస్ ఆల్ దీస్ డిఫరెంట్ హ్యాపెనింగ్స్. ది అనపేక్ష్య, అనపేక్ష మీన్స్ నాట్ సీయింగ్ దమ్. సర్వగం, సర్వగం, సర్వగం మీన్స్ ఆల్ పర్వేసు. శీతాది హృన్ మీన్స్ హృత్ మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ టేక్స్ రిమూవ్స్. హృన్ మీన్స్ హృత్, హృత్ మీన్స్ హరతి, ది రిమూవర్. హృత్ మీన్స్ రిమూవర్, రిమూవర్, ఎలిమినేటర్, డిస్పెల్లర్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ హృత్. అండ్ హూ ఇస్ ది రిమూవర్ హియర్? వాట్ ఈస్ ది రిమూవర్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? రిమూవర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్యాచ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆపోజిట్స్. శీత ఆది, నో, కోల్డ్, హీట్, పెయిన్, ప్లెజర్, లాస్, గెయిన్, సక్సెస్, ఫెయిలియర్, victory, defeat, honor, dishonor. I can go listing it, okay? Like all these, all of them, all these pairs of opposites. What? That which removes. That which removes all these pairs of opposites means what? Isn't it? Nothing removes everything here, isn't it? Freeing oneself from all of them. How can you free yourself from all the pairs of opposites? See, if you say, I go through all these pairs of opposites, I have pain, I have pleasure, I am honored, I am dishonored, when you say, which means you are bound by all of them. You are free from them or what? No. If you are objective towards the pairs of opposites, you are free from them. No, you don't internalize them, isn't it? How can you be objective? How can you be free from them? Knowing the self being distinct from all of them, unaffected by all of them. Knowing the self being the very existence of all of them. Atma, the consciousness, is free from all the pairs of opposites. Consciousness has no cold, no heat, no failure, no success, no loss, no gain, no victory, no defeat. Nothing. But there cannot be experience of pain or pleasure or loss or gain, nothing. There can't be anything without consciousness, isn't it? Experience of the pairs of opposites are nothing but experiences. And no experience is possible without consciousness, but consciousness is free from all of them. Understanding the self being consciousness, which is free from pairs of opposites, is what now? The knowledge alone frees you from. Through knowledge, recognizing the self being free from all the pairs of opposites is what? Becoming free, isn't it? That is what is here. Sheetadi Hrit means that which removes all these pairs of opposites. Then that which is free from all the pairs of opposites, then Nitya Sukham Niranjanam. So what is which frees you from all these pairs of opposite knowledge, isn't it? That Nitya Sukham. Nitya Sukham is that which blesses you with everlasting happiness. What is that which blesses you with everlasting happiness? Everlasting itself means what? Everlasting happiness means the happiness which is not gained, therefore which is not lost also. So the ungained, non-lost, isn't it? Ungained, unlost happiness is what? Everlasting. Which means with that happiness is already yourself, your real self. That happiness alone is here in the form of the universe. Because that happiness is the reality. The reality is happiness, happiness is reality. Because happiness is fullness. Isn't it? That reality which is of the nature of happiness, fullness, is very the self. Isn't it? Therefore, what is that which blesses you with that happiness? In ignorance of the self, you are unhappy and seeker of happiness. In knowledge, you are the very happiness. What is it which blesses you with everlasting happiness? Nitya Nirantara Sukham. What is it? Knowledge blesses you with the happiness. Everlasting happiness means knowledge blesses you with, isn't it? Knowledge really facilitates that you can take ownership of happiness as your sarupa. Therefore, that's why Nitya Sukham. And then Niranjanam. Niranjanam is one of free from all blemishes and impurities. What is that which is free from all pairs of opposites, which blesses you with, which is of the nature of everlasting happiness, and which frees you from all, which is free from all blemishes and impurities, and which is all pervasive, that yaha. That is Atmatirtham. So Atmatirtham. It's one's own self. And here, Atma Swarupam, the one's own real nature, is what? Consciousness, isn't it? Here, one's own real, one's own self, Tirtham, Bhajate. One who worships one's own self. Tirtha means Tirthayati iti Tirtham. That which purifies is the Tirtham. So usually we go to, in India, there's a culture, we travel, we go for pilgrimages, and then it is always believed that we go and have dip in holy rivers. For us, rivers are very holy. And wherever, mainly Ganga is the holiest river. And we are supposed to go and have dip in Ganga. And we should definitely have three times, we have three dips. And each dip stands for Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. And the first dip, I have finished hearing all the Shastram. Second dip, reflection is over. Third dip, contemplation is over. Then you come out as what? You come out soaked in knowledge. all knowledge overflowing. Okay? And you come out here. And whoever touches you also, what? No, they also get the wit, no? So they also get some wit by knowledge, overflowing knowledge. That's how you come out. That's the dip, holy dip, okay? So, river is said, that's why in India we use the word of tirtham, water is said to be tirtham. Because that which purifies is tirtham. Tirthayati iti tirtham. Anything purifies what tirtham only, isn't it? But here water is said to be tirtham. And we go to different tirthams, you know, and we have dip there to get ourselves what now? Purified. And here what is the most purifying tirtham? Atmaswarupam. There's nothing which can purify you, cleanse you, wash you off than the most purifying is your own self. Recognizing yourself being the limitless reality, the consciousness, being distinct from the body imagines complex. Seeing that self being the existence of the universe is what now? The most purifying things. Over here he says, most purifying things. So, Atma Swarupa Tirtham Bhajate. So, he says, Yaha Swatma Tirtham Bhajate. One who, you know, worships and, you know, one who really goes to worships, has this, no, has this Swatma Tirtham, the purifying, most purifying, the self knowledge, knowledge of the self, one who is such a person, and which, what is Swatma Tirtham? The whole, the first two lines, no, actually, Sarvagam Shitadi Hrit Nitya Sukham Niranjanam, all of them, adjectives for Swatma Tirtham. Bhajate, it means one who is given to the pursuit of the most purifying self-knowledge. Most purifying knowledge of the self, which is all-pervasive, which is free from impurities, which is free from pairs of opposites, which is of the nature of fullness, which is free from blemishes and sins. Okay, such a person. How should he pursue, you know, ignoring all these things, all the time, space, directions, and all the everything which exists in the realm of time and space, ignoring them, all of them. And he focuses on this, such a person, Vinishkriyaha Bhavati. He becomes the person of actionlessness. Okay? Be very careful here. He doesn't become inactive. Inactive means he becomes lazy, idle, becomes useless, non-contributor, and, you know, lazy grabber, consumer he becomes. But his Shastra does not talk about it. Vinishkriya means he becomes a person of actionlessness, which means he becomes free from the notion that I am the doer. Because no more I am the doer notion is resolved. Thereby I am the enjoyer notion also is resolved now. He is free from punya papas. He is free from agami karma. He is free from sanchitam karma. Now he exhausts the karma also, what paradha karma also, with objectivity. He is free from, he is unaffected by, untainted by, untouched by the paradha karma. He is free from the, you know, agamichita karmas. Why? Because he is free from the notion that I am the enjoyer. He is free from enjoyership. Because he is free from the notion, I am the doer also. Therefore, such a person is said to be the person of actionlessness. Vinishkriyaha Bhavati. He is still physically active, not inactive. Physically very active. He is involved in all the activities, but he is free from the wrong notion that I am the doer. Because of the correction in the error in the perception of the self, he is free from the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Achapuram, he is called Nishkriyaha. Then, Saha Sarvavithu. And this person, one who knows the self, is said to be the knower of everything. Sarvavithu. How does he become knower of everything? See, knowing one thing, everything else becomes known as it were. Why? If you know what the water is, then you need not go and see every wave. Knowing one thing, substance called water, the entire ocean, all the waves are known as it were, isn't it? Similarly, knowing the self is knowing the truth of the entire universe. Knowing the truth of the universe is knowing the entire universe as it were. Therefore, he says, Sarvavith, Achapasha Sarvavith, and Sarvagataha, Acha person who has, even though he is endowed with the body, mind and complex, he is an individual different from the total, but absolutely he is non-separate from the whole, he is the whole. Therefore, he is the one who sees himself as everything is what now? For him, self is the all-pervasive reality, the consciousness. Sarvagataha, acha person, amrataha bhavati. For him, the one for whom self is the immortal, beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless, absolutely eternal reality, he is the person who is immortal. Isn't it? Amrita Bhavati means, the one who knows the self being immortal is the one who is immortal. That means there will be death for the body, there will be sukshma which is going to be resolved, but still for him, self is ever ajaha. Self will ever be amrutaha also. Such a person is, because now I is resolved in immortal consciousness reality, therefore for he is ever immortal person. Amrutaha. Amrutaha bhavati. Which means one who is given to the pursuit of self-knowledge. Pursuit of knowledge of the self which is of this nature. One who is given to, see, being given to the pursuit of self-knowledge is said to be what now? Swatma Tirtha Bhajanam. Swatma Tirtha Bhajanam means being given to the pursuit of knowledge with the commitment. And being given to the pursuit of knowledge of the self, and which self? The self which is of this nature. Sarvagam. Shitadi Hrit, Nitya Sukham, Niranjanam, that self, isn't it? And how should he give? No? Leaving aside is anapekshya. Such a person becomes Nishkriyaha. Vinishkriyaha implies he becoming free. Becoming a person of actionlessness means becoming free from doership and enjoyership, which means becoming free from even all bondage of karma. And he is the all-knowing, he is the one the knower of everything. The one who knows the self is the knower of everything. Why? Because that doesn't mean he knows physics, chemistry, biology, everything. Isn't he knows the source of any knowledge. Therefore, sarvagataha amrutaha bhavati, which means he become, for him, sarvagataha and amrutaha, two things. Amrutaha implies timelessness. Sarvagataha implies being spatially limitless. For him, the self is all-pervasive and self is timeless. Therefore, such a person becomes free from what? Such a person is the self which is free from all limitations. He becomes the one. Okay? And he is the one who has attained immortality. So attainment of immortality is in terms of knowledge that the self is immortal. The only immortal substance in the world is what? The self. Everything else other than the self is subject to
mortality, which is called change or death. Isn't it? And which is called relative destruction. So everything in this universe is subject to what relative destruction, and the self is free from relative destruction also. Therefore, is it clear now? There's no such thing called absolute destruction at all. There's no such a thing called absolute destruction at all. Okay, what is that one thing which is absolutely indestructible is self. Therefore, such a person alone becomes the Amrutaha Bhavati.
Srimad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Govinda Bhagavat Pujya Pada Sishya Srimad Shankara Bhagavat Pada Virachitam Atmabodha Prakranam Sampurnam.
It says, the text called Atmabodha, written by Adi Shankara Bhagavat Pada, disciple of Govinda Padacharya, is over. His guru is mentioned here in completion. No, why? It's not Shankara simply tells us something what he knows. He's telling what he has learned from his tradition teacher and who had his teacher, which is, that's what is implied here.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.